This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Why We Travel. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Canada's west coast is gorgeous. Lush forests, snow-capped mountains, water in every shade of blue and green you can imagine. For the Indigenous people, Canada's First Nations, the forests and waters have always provided food and supplies. In recent decades, logging and fishing industries thrived there. But priorities have shifted in this region, which is now dubbed Great Bear Rainforest. First Nations communities, along with environmental groups, have pushed for more sustainable industries. One of the sectors that's growing? Tourism. Irina Zhurov takes us to a remote island town in British Columbia.
About 30 years ago, the tiny community of Klemtu was in big trouble. Doug Nislas is the chief counselor of the Kitisuhehe's people who live there.
We used to have an old cannery that used to operate here. And when the cannery shut down, we were in the high 80 unemployment rate, and it left this community in a bit of a bad spot.
80%. Almost no one was working.
We basically decided to diversify the economy and get into a bit of everything, whether that was some small-scale forestry looking at ecosystem-based management or whether that was developing things like an ecotourism operation.
Tourism was not an easy pitch, though.
My community was very worried.
During a town meeting, one after another, people got up to voice their concerns. Everything from tourists being a drain on basic supplies like food and fuel in this remote community to...
They're like, are we going to have all these tourists looking in our windows? And, and the big question was, am I selling my culture?
And then this one elder stood up.
She was the oldest lady in our community.
She commanded a lot of respect.
She said, listen, our young people are not learning their stories, they're not learning their songs and their dances, they're not learning their territory, and we're losing it.
She challenged them not to sell their culture, but to use tourism to strengthen it.
And she came up to me and she pointed my face, and if you're going to do tourism, don't bull.
He took her warning to heart and worked to create an ecotourism operation imbued with the nation's values. They built a beautiful lodge on the water. It's booked a year out, even though it cost about $1,000 a day. Visitors explore pristine inlets and watch wildlife. That's the sound of some lucky visitors watching a whale gather fish into a bubble net before eating them. In the evening, visitors watch traditional dancing. Today, tourism is the second biggest industry in Klemtu.
This is the future of our community, and this is going to be, I think, the future of the Great Bear Rainforest.
Forestry and fishing still support important jobs in the area, but a 2016 law limited logging, and First Nations have pushed for even more conservation. Other tourism companies have followed their lead. Kevin Smith, who owns an ecotourism business based on Canada's central coast, says there's a growing conservation economy in the area. Kevin says people are finding new ways to use the land.
Just cutting down forests for short-term gain and shipping it overseas as a commodity is not the highest and best use for this area.
Instead, a growing number of tourism companies are exploiting the pristine views.
That keeps people employed. It sees more value for not sort of raping and pillaging the land, but instead protecting it.
But Kevin says tourism doesn't necessarily fix everything either.
We can look around the world and we can easily see places where tourism has definitely been part of the problem of actually ruining a place. We have the benefit of that. We can, in fact, use our businesses to make the argument to government that places need more protection.
Along with First Nations, the tourism lobby has participated in land use planning. They've written guidelines for how visitors should act around wildlife to not bother it. And many companies supported the First Nations' effort to stop the grizzly bear hunt. Bears are an important part of First Nations' cultural identity. From Klemtu, about 200 miles southeast as the crow flies, lies Homalco Nation's traditional territory. It's teeming with bears, so the Homalco have built a wildlife viewing operation. Guides tell visitors the names of local animals in the Homalco's language.
Klossom.
That's wolf.
Nechach.
That's black bear.
Nechach.
former Chief Marianne Ennevoldsen receives guests.
Welcome to my territory, and I'm really glad that you're able to take the time to come home with me today.
There's an old camp there where loggers used to stay. Now it's mostly tourists and scientists looking at bears. At the Interpretive Center, Marianne explains that working with wildlife has reconnected the community to its territory. She says a friend recently brought her a bear's paws. He harvested them when another bear killed the animal. She stashed the paws in a cooler with ice and called all the elders. She told them to gather their grandkids for a ritual that no one had performed in years.
Since I've got the bear paws, I know how to do the ceremony. We don't have a longhouse yet, but let's just get together and do it.
At a potluck lunch, a few elders performed a blessing. They rubbed the bear paws on the children's hands so they too would harvest berries just like a bear, and on their feet so they could move quietly through the forest.
I had not one elder with a dry. They were all in tears to see this. Like, they said, I can't believe, like, this is happening in our community again.
As the sun sets, we pile into a bus and go in search of bears. It doesn't take long to find them.
Okay, everyone's going to have to be real quiet because the bears are right in front of the tower. So I'll just go real close together, single file.
Sean O'Connor, Homalco Tours general manager, ushers the group up to a wildlife viewing tower.
And quietly.
We're by the side of a river, and this, there's just a huge grizzly walking around. He's getting up on his hind legs.
Something smells really bad.
See all the salmon along the shores.
Hundreds of the silvered fish lie on the shore. They swim up this river, spawn, and die.
The bears will just go by and they'll just eat the skin, eat the brains, eat the roe, and they'll leave all the flesh.
The flesh isn't as good and fatty as the other stuff.
Is that what that smell is?
That's what that smell is. You didn't step in anything.
Ecotourism now brings in about 12 times more visitor spending to this area than the bear hunt did before the province of British Columbia ended it late last year. Marianne says the Homalco's bear tours are also booked a year in advance.
So I just, thought it would be a good way to protect home.
It's almost completely dark now, just the moon and the sound of the stream, and somewhere just beyond the tower, the bears loping through the woods.
That was Irina Zhorov, and her reporting for this story was supported by the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources.